What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Sebastian in Sweden about the price of oil and gas. So, Sebastian, if you could just sort of continue where you left off.
Okay, I've calmed down now. I've counted to 10. A caller before talked about the price of gas in the state, in America now.
Yes.
And right here is cheap. I haven't seen it so cheap. But you know what that is? When I speak, it's $5 a gallon. That's cheap in Sweden. And most European countries are the same way as, well, I don't know, maybe not as the same as Sweden, but I know it's America has such cheap gas. You know, it's more than most countries in the world, actually, except for maybe Russia or some South American countries, perhaps, and, of course, Saudi Arabia. I know my ex-mother-in-law used to have she lives on the border to Russia, and she had a visa. And the visa was so cheap, for a year visa, that she would go and fill up in Russia. And at that time, it was like a dollar a gallon. And this was like only like 10 years ago. And she would just go and, you know, fill her car up every time she wanted to get gas from Russia. But I mean, it's, we'll see about that. I'm sure it's going to go up again because something's going to happen eventually. I don't know what it is, but I have a bad feeling about this with people. You know, the military is coming in this week, coming week, and going to, you know, test people on the COVID-19 and down in the country. And it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in the end. I don't understand this. I mean, no other influenza has ever been like this. If it's a normal influenza, why would they, you know, have it, you know, so spectacular? It's like an event that, it's almost like someone said in one of your callers, it's like another 9/11. And I can see that. What's the end game? We know the end game of 9/11 was
USA Patriot
Gestapo
Act
in America.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Patriot Act, the Gestapo Patriot Act, and the Homeland Security, those, you know, Stasi Gestapo people, and of course the tourist suppression agency, as you call it, you know, TSA.
Yes.
That's another Gestapo that came after 9/11. So what's going to come after this? Is it going to be a police or military on every corner? I mean, what's going to happen?
No,
it's
going to be electronic. It's going to be constant surveillance on all people. I mean, they're starting the system with the idea that they can track who's contagious with certain diseases. And it won't stop with COVID-19. They'll track people. You know, your phone will tell you if you're standing next to somebody who's got AIDS or the flu, or German measles, or who knows what all else here. But that's where it's going with this total surveillance state.
We just take a walkie-talkie, VHF, UHF, and just leave your cell phone at home, or put it in the Faraday cage. A Faraday cage is so easy to make. You can go to any grocery store and get a box of orange juice and pour it out, and it's like aluminum. You know, it's like, no, it's not aluminum. It's called what is it called? It's like a cellophane that's...
Mylar.
Mylar. That's right. And you can just make an easy Faraday cage as long as you turn the cell phone off. Turn it off first, and then put it... If you don't turn it off, it's going to try to find the signal inside the cage, and it's going to run the battery down. So turn it off, put it in the box or whatever you have, aluminum foil or whatever. Perfect Faraday cage. It's so easy to make.
Yeah,
well, that's all I had to say. I'm sorry about that. I was a little bit upset, Mike, but you take care of yourself. And Dustin and Tom and Peter and everyone, take care of themselves. Joe in Tennessee. And I hope you have good health. And God bless you all in the States.
Well, thank you all very much for the kind thoughts. And thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Arnold in Florida. Arnold, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's great to talk to you. I haven't never called in before. I want to make the case that it's time to end the lockdown. If you'll remember, the lockdown was never about, you know, the lockdown was never about keeping people from getting the virus. It's not going to be safer in a month or two. Blending the curve. Now I'm seeing empty hospitals. I'm seeing, like on your site, you had the one field hospital being dismantled or whatever. The hospitals are not overwhelmed. So, I mean, we have to end this sometime. Everybody's going to be exposed sooner or later, you know, and
yes.
It's like, and now we got chloroquine that cures a lot of people, and, you know, it's going to be a...
Hello? Your phone is cutting in and out.
Oh, sorry. I'm on my headphones on my computer here. Still there?
Well, okay, you dropped out there. You're starting to sound like Johnny Mathis.
Johnny? Yeah, in my dreams.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello,
but you
hello,
keep cutting
hello?
Out. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
welcome
I don't know
to
why.
Live Radio, everybody. This is what the job is like. Okay,
I'm sorry
Arnold,
about that.
Well,
better.
Better. Go ahead.
Anyway, that's my main point there. Something else I'd like to give a plug to a YouTuber I really love called Amazing Polly. If you haven't run into her, she does excellent research on putting together all the people involved in.
Okay, you just dropped out again, Arnold. We're going to let you go here.
It's making me crazy.
Yeah, it's making me crazy, too. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day. I'll make it real quickly if I can. Yeah, Michael, first off, that guy, Russ, calling everybody else who's calling in is saying, they're right. We got to end the shutdown. May 1st, Trump needs to start weaning us back into working. This country cannot go on until past May 15th. Otherwise, it's a disaster. Okay, we need to start going back to work. May 1st, Trump needs to start issuing orders. Hey, start putting this country back to work. That's all there is to it. I don't want to hear about this virus. Okay, the virus is the virus. You're 85 years old. You're in a nursing home. Use all the protection you can. They say maybe in February you're going to have another virus anyway. Who knows? So let's end this nonsense. Okay, you know what I want to talk about now is, Michael, is this. Have you had a chance to see Breitbart today? You got Oprah Winfrey. You got Oprah Winfrey saying that this is against black people. Okay, it's all over Breitbart. Coronavirus against blacks, and Oprah is all freaked out over it. They need to speed up get a cure for it or whatever, a vaccine. And then you have on the same article right after that, you got bumbling Joe imbecile Biden saying if he gets elected president, he's going to be like FDR. Like, we really need another FDR, Michael. Do we really need another FDR? Full-blown communism all over the place? Are you kidding me? Yeah, when it came to that, putting people back to work, that was one thing. Well, Trump's already had the economy roaring. Countries never did as good as it was doing until all this virus crap. And Holly, the senator from Missouri, is right. The Chinese should be held accountable if this is what it proves out to be. We're going to get them for trillions of dollars for what they have done to the world's trying to wreck the economies of the world. But we don't know that for sure.
No, we won't.
Well, we probably.
I mean, look at all the U.S. court decisions regarding Iran. And no foreign courts will enforce them. They got turned down by Luxembourg today.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question, Michael. I want to ask your opinion. What do you think of Oprah Winfrey and her statement about what's going on with that?
Well, that's something, again, it's an example of how everything that comes along is perverted and distorted to serve somebody's political agenda. And we've got people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are out there talking about environmental racism and how the racial inequality in this country means that blacks and, for that matter, Latinos are more susceptible, when in point of fact, it could be genetic. You know, there are some illnesses that play genetic favorites, and COVID-19 may very well be one of them.
Well, that's a great point. And yeah, Michael, well, let me ask you this. What's going on with this tuberculosis? Where was tuberculosis coming from, Mexico or Central America? Back in the late 90s and of the 2000, the early 2000s, what's going on with that? Tuberculosis, where was that being? How did that get so blown out of proportion?
Well, I think that basically came on in with some of the refugees and the illegal immigrants, because there were no medical checks being done. And I remember when I was a kid, tuberculosis was a real problem, but then it was eradicated inside the United States. And now here it is back again. You know, the blessings of the open borders.
Exactly. I still, for the life of me, all this crap about this coronas, but they don't say nothing about the illegal invasion in sanctuary cities. These Democrats, that's why they want Biden there. They want open sanctuaries. They're going to give these illegals more than we ever got. Health-wise and other cause. And, you know, you had one caller, and I ain't going to mention names, but Michael, he said he votes, he's a Democrat because he has nothing else to do. Well, why can't he turn independent? I mean, why don't you try to tell everybody in your state to go independent if you want to say, well, we're so overwhelmed with Democrats, we got to become a Democrat? No, you don't have to be a Democrat. You can be an independent voter, man, independent thinker. Not a Democrat or Republican. Be an independent, for goodness sake. Think for yourself instead of having somebody, oh, well, I'm in this party, I'm in that party. No, be an independent thinker and think with your God-given brain that you were given to think things through, to have the thought of thinking it through. Not say, well, because of this part, this guy's probably right, and the other guy's bad. Even the other guy's bad, he's a good guy. I mean, it's way crazy here what's going on. And, you know, I'm looking at this coronavirus and the filthy lies these media spewer spinmeisters or doctors or whatever you want to call them are talking about. Every person mainly that's dying, 98% of them are 82 years old. They're in their 80s,
yes.
Man. It's absurd what they're... Oh, and now they're saying, oh, you know, the illegals got to be taken care of too. We got to cut them checks for... we got to spend $300 billion for illegal aliens? Are you serious? $300 billion would buy you a lot of masks and a lot of hospitals, wouldn't it, Michael?
Buys you a lot of votes, too.
It'll buy you, there you go. That's the thing. It'd buy you a lot of votes for the Demon Rat Party. That's exactly what they are. They're trying to flood this country, take away the cultural identity, take away our guns. You know, what I can say, Michael, with the gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you'll be a subject. And they know that in Venezuela. They know that in Cuba. They know it in Russia. They know it in China. They know it everywhere except this country. And once we allow them to take our guns, it's over. John Adams even said that, the second president of the United States. With the gun, you are a citizen. Without the gun, you will be a subject. And that was at his inaugural little ball they had. 300 people attended when he became the second president of the United States after Washington. That was out of the mouth of John Adams, who happened to, by the way, was like the third smartest man that ever sat in the White House as far as IQ goes. Him and his son, Quincy, are the two smartest of the top five presidents that ever sat in the presidency of the United States. And I think... there's a couple other guys who are very intelligent, too. I forgot. Andrew Jackson, believe it or not, was a pretty intelligent guy. He was in the top 10.
Thomas Jefferson was number one.
Yes, I think Jefferson was number one. But I know Quincy Adams and the father were right there. They're like two and three. I know they're not. I think Quincy Adams might have been one and Jefferson two. And then John Adams was three. I think that's how the order was, what I remember seeing. But anyway, that's no big deal. But I just noticed, Michael, this country – got to open up. Like all your callers are calling in, we've got to open this country by May 15th. President Trump's got to say, hey, man, we did the best we could. Got masks. We're starting to see the curve go down. Let's open this country back up. Even if you open this country 80% for the next 3 months, at least you're opening the stores. Things got to go back to work, man. There's no way. This country cannot absorb this. And then can you imagine, Michael, if we don't, we have a bumbling Biden in November as president? And he's talking now to having a transgender woman maybe as vice president. That's even on the news. Biden's even talking about he might even if we don't put Buttigieg, he'll put some woman who's bisexual or you know. It's unbelievable what's happening here. It's unbelievable. It's insane. It is insane. And you know, by the way, Michael, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. Look at Joe Biden as Michael Lewis came to China. Oh, China's not a threat. China's great to us. In Russia, they're bad, 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 bad. Russia, they're the baddest people on earth. But here's Joe Biden's making millions of dollars off the Chinese. Give me a break. Well, this is all conspiracy. It's a hoax. I don't know what you call it. The virus maybe isn't a hoax. But there's, you know what? We've had other pandemics. We've had pandemics like the one guy said about polio. We've had pandemics about other things. A lot worse than what's going on here. The polio virus in the 1960s would... worse, our 50s was worse than this, wasn't it, Michael?
Oh, yes, it was. Absolutely.
How come we're not hearing about that? The polio virus is way worse what's going on right now. And they didn't shut the government back down in the 50s, did they?
Nope, they didn't. They didn't in 1918 either. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to let you, Tom, we're going to let you go. All right, and we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'll keep it brief. Yesterday, I called in and used the Tuskegee experiments as an example. I said that they were injected. The gentleman that called after me was correct. I believe you agree with him, and you were right.
Yes.
They were already infected with syphilis, but even after World War II, when penicillin was widely available and absolutely killed syphilis, they let these guys go until 1972. Many of them died. Secondly, you know, my family is mixed. My wife is African American, and I hear all the suspicion about this being directed at them. And there are, you know, for instance, sickle cell is, you know, it's
yes.
That's specifically for blacks. Tay-Sachs, it's specifically for Jews. There's a lot of things that are specific, as you mentioned. But the other thing is they don't talk about nature or nurture, and it might be nature, but it also might be just horrible decisions, like no father ever, like 75% of the time, which means you're poor, which means you probably are uninsured, you're probably undereducated, all of this enormously higher, like seven times what the rate of everybody else, crime rate. I mean, some of it is their own decisions. But yet the agenda is always to lay the blame somewhere else. And that's the way the Democratic Party, by allowing them to lay the blame somewhere else, secures their lemming-like vote every 4 years. But that's one comment. The last comment is maybe some of your people can call in about this, but I'm pretty much into history, and Nazi Germany was almost completely without oil. They were driving for the Caucasus to try to take it, couldn't do it. Romania, the Polesi fields, which we started bombing like constantly from 43 on, but they came up with an enormous synthetic oil industry that ran. I don't know. I don't know if you could refine like a really high grade like aircraft aviation, stuff, but they could do enough of it that everything else could run. And I'm just wondering what that is. Why have we heard almost nothing about that? There's been technology around for 70 years. And I'd like to know what the break-even point between that and oil is and so on as well. But I wanted to ask you that question.
Well, I'll look into it. Just off the top of my head, I think their synthetic fuel basically was a form of diesel. And during World War II, the Germans built, diesel engines into all their ground vehicles, whereas the Allies were still using gasoline. So, which also, tends to explode when a hot bullet hits it. I think Germany had a process for converting coal into the diesel fuel. And as a matter of fact, there's a movement around here to have a coal-to-diesel plant, which is opposed by the locals. So I think that's the technology you're referring to.
Well, if anybody knows, I'd really appreciate, I bow to your scientific acumen, but if we have any petroleum engineers out there, I'd love to hear about that. But that's it for me, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The beauty of the diesel engine is it can run on a wide variety of fuels. It's not highly specialized. Okay, let's go to Lenny in California. Lenny, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Michael.
Actually,
Peter
we're going
to Los Angeles.
Put you on hold. Lenny, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I wasn't watching the clock. We got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I'll come right back to you as soon as we finish these commercials.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Lenny in California about the economy. So, Lenny, take it away.
Yes. Before I get to the economy, I want to comment on Peter, who said, I talked about the Tuskegee experiment. There were 399 of them who came in infected. 201 of them were not infected. Those are the facts. Okay. And but still, they weren't allowed to get treatment for damn near 40 years. Now, as far as him, you know, as far as the black community not having fathers available, if you remember, when they brought in the welfare system, the black women were told they couldn't have a male figure in the house in order to receive welfare. If you remember that, that's how that went down, and that was the way to split up the family and keep it apart and keep it poor, keep it destitute. But since then, the mind virus has sunk in, and you have a group of people who have victimized themselves in their thought mentality, which is what Oprah is trying to do now. Okay, but I understand she has to do her master's bidding. I understand that. When Seal, the singer, the singer accused Oprah of being a procurist for Harvey Weinstein, the very next day the LAPD launched an investigation into Seal, not into Harvey Weinstein, not into Oprah. Okay, so, but when I saw the picture, the photograph online of Oprah Winfrey sucking on the earlobe of Harvey Weinstein, I just got that sickening feeling of a sow suckling on a pig's ear, and I can't get it out of my head. But now getting to the economy, as far as Trump is concerned, open up the economy. Tom is right. Everybody who's calling about this to open up this economy, you are correct. Open this thing up, because it doesn't matter what Trump does. If Trump goes right, the Democrats are going to go left. If he goes up, they're going to go down. So, but what I do like about Trump is that he's a man through it all. So go ahead and do what you got to do. I don't think it's going to hurt you in the voting. In fact, in the previous election, we were told Trump had no chance. He could never win. He's way behind in the polls. He's way behind in the points. And Hillary never, turns out in reality, Hillary never stood a chance. So I think the American people are going to see it this way again. Let it divide. If you want to go blue states, go blue states. If you want to go red states, go red states. Let's get to the point and stop BSing one another. Let's get to the point, and then the quicker we can get to the point, be it the economy, be it everything else, the quicker we can get real with each other, the quicker all this stuff is going to pass. You know, I want to go real quick also to Bill Gates. Now,
okay.
I have a question for you, Mr. Rivera. Who in the hell died and handed him the title of Hippocrates?
Well,
apparently,
he just sort
nobody.
Of grabbed it onto himself. You know, he's one of these people who thinks having a lot of money makes him a superior human being, and it doesn't. He's just a human being who happens to have a lot of money.
Exactly. He may have plans, but nature has bigger plans. I don't know if you've noticed, but one of the biggest things that they can't keep in the drugstore or the grocery store is the condoms. So it looks like out of the coronavirus, we may have another boom of nothing but human beings. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, in 9 months, we're going to see it.
Yeah, so, you know, he and his little Agenda 21 and his depopulation, George Soros-backed evil schemers, it's going to backfire anyway. You have one plan, but nature has another plan, and there's nothing you can do about it, okay? Just because you can't get off the way they get off, don't be sick about it. Now, I want to talk about the economy and these box stores. Now, I just have another question for you. You know, they're choosing what to sell, what not to sell, and leaving their own business open for Amazon just to take everything. To me,
yes.
No intelligent business person would make that kind of decision. You're making these kind of decisions because you're being told. There's another agenda going on, which leads me to the L.A. sheriff, okay? First, he lets out the prisoners. Then he tells the public, you can't buy guns to protect yourself. Now, he's saying today there's a crime wave coming. Does any of this make sense?
Not really. Not really.
Okay.
It's just...
Go ahead.
They're all over the
Sorry.
Place. No, I was going to say they're
exactly.
all over the place with all... Yeah.
And just one more thing. To Bill Gates, okay, and to those who think who've been manipulated of your own free will, that you have to submit to this, that, you know, you have a mind, okay? You have something called a soul. And if you think of your own free will, you have to submit to this thing, a digital tattooing. It sounds like something out of the Nazi death camps, or supposedly. And one guy from one bank saying we should wear badges like they did to Starve David in the so-called Nazi death camps. This is just eerily sick to me. But, you know, to the people who think that you have to do this, I'm going to revert back to that old Bolshevik. Oh, I hate to lose this. But anyway, maybe another day. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Bruce in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'll be real quick. This is my second call at the courtesy to the next caller. Was it Peter who brought up Germans in World War II and their synthetic oil program?
I think it was the caller before him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, just to put this out there, they did that. They made that out of coal, and it was a very energy-intensive process because basically they had no choice. Like you said, you know, all their oil fields were cut off and being bombed to smithereens. And so, you know, they had brilliant scientists back then. So they came up with a process to extract liquid petroleum out of coal. So that's why it's not being used today, basically. It's just not economical to do that. But also, did you know that they came up that the additive STP and, you know, that little blue bottle? Well, that they also came up with that in order to cool the air-cooled Volkswagen that were staff cars in the Africa Corps. And that was brought over to Operation Paperclip, and that Andy Granatelli company came up with that. So that's the story on that. Now, on the sickle cell, I believe that's an evolutionary reaction to malaria or some other pathogen that attaches itself to the blood cell that was common in Africa. So the sickle is actually a method or the way the body came up with to help the white blood cells get at that pathogen. I'm not sure if it's really a disease. I mean, a disease you can catch. I believe it's just inherited from people in Africa because that's how it came about. And I just want to throw this one. Oh, yeah, Tom, man. Tom needs to get his own show, man. He's missing out. I mean, I don't agree with everything he says sometimes, but, man, that guy can really hit it. He's got a talent. He needs to get a program. He can make a mint on YouTube or something, you know. Maybe have John Statman or give him a holler.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. You know, the Terminator movies, this is just something that just freaked me out. And for the conspiracy people out there, just put it out there just for something to think about. I was watching Terminator 3 the other night, and for those who haven't seen it or just to refresh the memory, another Terminator comes after the hero. Hell, his name's skipping my name. But anyhow, in the first part of the movie, the Terminator, the female Terminator, the TX, she activates police cars and ambulances, kind of like automated. She accesses their computers and they race off chasing after the hero, what have you.
John Connor.
Then later on in the, huh?
John Connor.
John Connor, my God. John Connor, yeah. Yeah, they go chasing after John Connor. So then later on, when they're in the Air Force complex and Skynet is being activated, the TX dresses up like a female airman, and she accesses the killer robots in the basement, and she's dressed up in the Air Force uniform, and on her badge the name is Hastings. Now you remember Michael Hastings, his Mercedes-Benz raced out of control.
Yes.
And killed him. I just found that kind of weird, you know.
It's kind of a common name.
Yeah, maybe so. But it sure was strange how they came out with it, you know, the drones and the surveillance and the computerized technocracy, you know. Kevin Cameron and Gail Ann Hurd, I wonder if they got some tips from DARPA or what have you for the scripts. But it's pretty strange there. And that's all I got. I'll let the next caller come on. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you saw this article today in The Intercept. It's Eric Prince offers lethal services to Russian mercenary firm. They're talking about Wagner. My comment, insofar as Prince is the influential Trump administration advisor, subcontractor to the Russian military, who's the commie? I mean, this guy, why shouldn't he be labeled a state sponsor of terrorism? I mean,
because he's on our side.
Yeah.
Well, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
For Russia?
Well, again, it depends on which way they're pointed. If they're pointed at your enemy, they're a freedom fighter. They're a hero. If they're pointed at you, they're a terrorist.
Yeah, well, I found that, in reading the article, apparently Prince offered his services in to Russia or to this Wagner group for support in Libya and Mozambique. Well, pretty much know what's going on in Libya, but I'm not sure what's going on in Mozambique. I was going to look into that. But yeah, they just throw this term, commie this, commie that, terrorist this, terrorist that. But it's back to what I was mentioning to Dustin in New Jersey. This is just gangster capitalism.
Yes. Was it ever anything else?
Well, hey, I'm only 65. Who am I to say?
Oh, you young whippersnapper.
Yeah, okay. Well, take care of yourself. I hope you're both feeling good.
You're just a kid. All right, yeah. Well, Joe, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You know what? We need Bruce to get his own show because we don't need him to call in twice and do a movie review on The Terminator when we get an hour less of this show. And I wanted to comment on Lenny because he kind of gave a sharp analysis about this. Blacks on welfare and all that. Well, first of all, welfare should be very select. I don't even honestly, in about 75-80% of the cases, should not exist. Unless, in my opinion, you're disabled. But, you know, it's not about taking the black man out of the house nonsense. It's about people who are sitting there shacking up. So after that black man leaves the house for whatever reason, then the black woman or whatever woman shacks up with some guy, and that's what it was meant to prevent. So, you know, here we go again where race is the card. But that's not the issue. The issue is that so that, you know, people won't abuse it by moving in somebody who's a bum and then them living off the welfare. See what I'm saying, Michael?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what it's about. I mean, it's not about this is something directed at black men. Pardon me?
I said the system is being abused. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's still being abused by whoever, black, white, or whatever. I see it around that, you know, people are coming here shacking up with these women. Hell, I see these illegal invaders shacking up with these women. Mostly white women, but I see them shacking up with them. And they shouldn't even be here. And they're still on welfare, and they're collecting checks. And at night, they're panhandling at Walmart or wherever and collecting money there, too. So, I mean, the system is just rife with corruption and abuse. And until we cut it all out, the people that are going to take it on the chin are the people like us, you know. And I just wanted to say I really enjoy all the calls. Sebastian, Tom is awesome. Lenny, W., and the whole outfit, Peter, everybody. You know, you got a great show, Mike, and we got to keep it up. It's going
well,
down to 2 hours,
I
think.
To Republic Broadcasting. Anything else, Miles?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think this going down to 2 hours on your show is killing us because, wow, it's just so information-packed. I just can't see it in 2 hours. It just doesn't seem like it's doing it justice.
Well,
but, Michael, thank you so much.
I got to tell you, in all honesty, 3 hours a day was killing me. And
well,
I'm glad
in
it's
that case,
a few hours
in
it's
that
a little
case,
more manageable.
Yeah, and in that case, if that's the case, due to your health and that, everything going on, hey, 2 hours, I'd rather have you than not have you at all. So thanks for coming,
well,
Michael, and keep up the
I'm trying
job.
To make 2 hours work as best I can for everybody.
Well, maybe we could get Lady Clara to come in for one, you know, and maybe pick up that third hour or something. I mean, she's a good, great show, too, with herself.
Well, it's always possible, but I think she's happy right now just doing the Friday show with me. Anyway, Miles, we're going to let you go because we're getting close to the end of the program. We still got callers on the line. So let's go to Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
So, gangster capitalism. Communitarianism, I recall being constituted by the likes of Trotsky and Marx, Engels. University of Michigan has a big, big classroom and office building called Engels Hall in honor of that guy Engels. Who was, I guess,
yes.
Marx's bosom buddy, pal, right?
Yes.
And they had their own. They had Moses Hess. Moses Hess was their secret rabbi, their secret Talmudic Kabbalah rabbi. I'm sure Shabbat Lubavitch. Tex Mars authored a book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and Voices of the Dead, and both of those, of course, are banned from Amazon. Voices of the
yeah.
Dead. I had no idea that this guy, Rabbi Yochai, at some point in time is the guy that authored the Kabbalah. And Rabbi Yochai prominently declares that the Goyim Gentile people are just cattle slaves to be used however the chosen folks, what I call the Hasatanic, Baal Talmudic, Baal Kabbalah, serpent Semanite, racist supremacist communitarians choose to do, as they are now with this, as Ron Paul says, this global scamdemic. And I got to ask you, Mike, Peter Duisberg at UCal Berkeley in 2014 co-authored a book with two colleagues who are virologists by the title The HIV Hoax, 2,000 Virologists Can't Be Wrong. Okay? That book can't be found anywhere, even though it's only from 2014. And then when I heard Saturday night's broadcast, only I hope everyone in your audience will go and listen to P.J. Barton from Saturday night, this past Saturday. I caught only the 12 o'clock hour, and there was some really brilliant, eloquent UK fellow who's an economist and an electronics expert, at least in the 12 o'clock, maybe from 11:30 onward. People got to hear it, including you, Mike. It's absolutely stellar, absolutely stellar. And I guess the first half was Mark Steele, also from the UK, who's an electronics engineer, formerly with the defense industry there. And what these two fellows and others have now corroborated, even this guy Newt Witowski, I don't know where, he's some big-time immunologist.
Can we get to the point?
Yeah.
I'm kind of losing track.
Yeah, the point is we're being played as sheeple, communitarian sheeple for a vaccine. And the documentary Vax that features Andrew Wakefield,
yes.
Tex Mars has it available. It's probably on YouTube. That's what they're setting us up for, Mike, is a pseudo compelled vaccination that's going to be for sure a death vaccine, don't you think?
Well, I don't know what the vaccine itself is actually going to do. I'm very nervous about the fact that it's being rushed forward without appropriate safeguards. But I still remember the swine flu vaccine from 1976 that killed 50 times as many people as the swine flu did. So I think there's an area of concern. But, you know, there's big money involved here. And when the big money speaks, you know, everybody, you know, in Washington, D.C. stands up and salutes.
Yeah, and that would be AIPAC. That would be AIPAC for sure. And I'm sure they've got their meaty hands in all of this. Yeah. So my advice to the audience is, no matter what you hear, tune into RBN, listen to people like you and PJ Barton and callers like Lark in Texas, et cetera, because that's the only sources. Chris Hinckley, oh man, people got to hear Chris's broadcast. That's the perfect primer for your broadcast, Road Warrior Radio, okay? That's what I want everybody to do. Go back and listen to Chris's archives, including today, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Fred. We're getting close to the end of the show. We're going to switch over to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. It's always a pleasure. I'm glad that you're doing 2 hours a day. You know, if that's what it means for you to get better and stuff, you could possibly always get. But I could see you doing more like lectures or producing little videos and maybe posting them to the RBN site. Like the RBN, like a plugin for WordPress can have its own Facebook where you guys could maybe a little donation of $5 a month or something. You get an access to all these, because your video on the money on the Fed just goes by. I've had to watch it many times, and I still got to wrap my head around it. And it reminds me that there's other things out there that I watch. I watch a demo for the Great Courses Plus, and there's this guy talking about the Fed. And he goes, oh, the problem with the Fed back when it started, they just didn't trust him. And I'm thinking, Mike Rivero would have have a field day with what this guy is saying. And there's some a whole another video series on nationalism versus globalism. I mean, so there's a there's a wealth of stuff to lecture on. But anyway, I called because on the funny side, New York has a saying, "Help a brother out." Unfortunately, it doesn't work for me. But I was thinking about that because Pelosi, in what they passed, put millions out for the alt-left radical progressive NPR, but there was no constitutional-based politician supporting the alt-right, indie conservative talk movement. And I think the NPR, if you listen to them,
Mark, I got to put you on hold. It's going to take a commercial break. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsor.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. And
welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Mark in New York. And Mark, can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Yeah, I wanted to call in about Bernie. It's kind of ticking me off because people comes down, well, this health care is a right. Look, people have a right to take care of themselves first because nobody else is really going to take care of you. And I was just listening, watching some psychology where they said, society does not want to take care, mother and father you when you get past 18. It really, it's a mature adult's responsibility to kind of mother and father yourself. And that's, and part of that is, you know, eating right and stuff. Because I was watching over the weekend the hype that they're describing, the kind of people, you know, they're making kind of light of the problems of people that are dying with this coronavirus. They say hypertension, which is, again, boozing, eating, drinking, slothing, watching TV, sitting on the couch, you know. And then I looked up, and then globally, the obese people, Polynesian Islands, probably Hawaii's in there too, and Saudi Arabian countries, and America, top third, right in there. And then I said, well, what's the top killers in the country? And it is heart disease, but these numbers don't. Right now, it's like 60 for coronavirus. Take away all the obese people, you know, maybe it would be no more than a light flu, which they kind of hint at. You know, it's sad that they're, that people, you know, they're dying. But with that aside, you know, looking at the health care, they can't, with the country supposedly being the best health care, and that's been a debate here, and I believe in nonprofit health care somewhere. It used to be in America. I've had debates on social media about it. I just want to say it's not working now, and they're scared, and hospitals are crashing. And I do have a list of things, but will they, you know, they can't. You got to be able to take care of yourself. And I was just looking at, you know, I did things, but eventually, if the government does take it over, you're gonna, knowing what they're doing now with the cards and not letting you out and stuff like that, making you self-quarantine, that's serious stuff. And I'm saying, you heard me say, they're going to make you wear a watch. You know, they make sure, if, you know, they can check your heartbeat. You check out your BMI, and then they can, you have actuaries just simply saying whether you're a liability or an asset or a liability. And that's what it comes down to. And if you're in a liability, it's like, hey, maybe the ambulance is going to get to you first. You know, and that's why you're really on your own when it comes. I mean, why should the country and the people's health take care of you if you can't, you know, monitor what you put in your mouth and get out and exercise? And that's basically it, and that's what they all were. All the symptoms are all about, you know, and the whole problem with what's in the country, the top 10. I have a few. The heart disease, the top, that's 635K, 23%. Cancer, that, again, smoke. I wrote down the similarities. Smoke, obesity,
medical,
a little older, mistakes, sometimes genetics, inflammation, you know. So
okay,
these are,
Mark,
things that
gotta
we
let
control.
You go.
Sure.
Mark,
I
got to
right.
let
Thank
you go.
You.
We're at the end of the show here. Please stay tuned for John Stad Miller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. I posted a link to WhatReallyHappened.com that's a radio station finder where you type in your zip code and it'll list all the radio stations that cover your area and the type of station they are, including talk radio. So you might want to contact those stations and ask them to seriously look at Republic Broadcasting and picking up some of our programming there. Please donate. We need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.